liquor of wine, then it's possible that min hastam he agrees 1/10 could be bad stuff. That's what I'm that shani chav is to call the chat chamru. For the more of Tony Reb Zvid, the very boishio mativ shoyain ani moichlecho. If somebody says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, that means a whole cellar full of wine, barrels of wine. Mativ shoyain ani moichlecho noisen la yain shakula yofa. You have to give him 100% good wine. So again, it's a steer to the Brisa, the way you want to change it. It's a steer to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says 10 barrels could be bad. So Gemara says, let's see, that's what it was Vid learns again. Tony Rebbe Zvid, the very Brisa from the Brisa of Rebbe Shia, that again, Matav Shia, and the Mechlecho, Noisim, Lo Yanch, Kol Yofa. Matav Ze, Shoyan, and the Mechlecho, let's say I say clearly, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, as if to say, take it as is. Then noisim layayin shakula yofa. Then also you have to give him the whole thing good. Or mekabel all of esa kaisus lemeya. Then taka you have a right that 10 barrels could be bad. So this price is a little bit different than the price before. Here it's mashmi. Even though you say like I'm selling you this barrel, this cellar of wine, still you can't jip him like there can't be more than 10 barrels wrong. So a koponim like this price, so that could be pshat on Mishnah also then. The Mishnah also could be talking about in this case then. It's just a steerus in the prices, but there still will be a good pshat on Mishnah. That when a guy says, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, you know what this cellar of wine means? Like minastam, it means that 90% of it is good wine, and it could be 10% of it is bad wine, that could be. So for noisin loy yain shakuliyah for mekabel all of esa kaisus lemeyer that you have to accept 10 bid barrels. Yeah, the zeu oitzer shasharach chacham mishnah seinu, and that's pshana mishnah. So according to this brisa, it's a little bit different than the brisa before. According to this brisa, the mishnah is talking about where he says, "I'm selling you this amount of this barrel of wine and this cellar of wine." Still, 1/10 could be okay. Could be not good. Yeah. For the more elamas nisinami diomaleze. So you're gonna have to say what our mishnah says the word ze. So lechura kasha diomaleze kasha ze alze. Screw then there's a steer in the two prices, like we're saying. One price says that when you say I'm selling you this cellar of wine, it means as is. Even if the whole thing is bad, you have to accept it. And now you're telling me the other price is not like that. Like Shana Mishnah is, when I say I'm selling you this cellar of wine, still, Minastam, it means that at least 90% is good wine. It could be 10% is bad. So Vaita, who is the steer in the prices then? The Chura Kasha is there, Zeh? The Marla Kasha. Hod Yomale Lamakfe, Hod Yomale Lamakfe. If the guy says, I want the wine for a dish, I want to put it into a dish. It's not that I want to drink the wine, but I want to use it to put it into a dish. The Rashbam says, Hod Yom Lamakfe. Brisa the Rav Zvid, Shoma Yayin, Litzorech Lahate Meichel, Brutal Techat Hashani Mechlecho. If the guy speaks that I want wine to mix it into my food, to put it into my meat, to put it into the Cholent Techreis, Tainu Yayin Toiv, then tak you mean good wine. Uniskayim harbe, shemat mat mistafke mimenu. You use only a little bit at a time. Vikahani my diomla lamakfa litin yayiv toiv. It means you have to give good wine. To yahani ze lakabu yud krasis lakuf. And it also then that I have to give you at least some good wine because you want it for food. And if you're not just drinking it, you want it for the food, it means you want to give good taste into the food, so you want good wine. So then, even though you said, I'm buying this cellar of wine, but if you say, I want it for food, we say then you do not mean I'm taking it as is. I can't mean as is. As if to say, even if the whole thing is bad, I'm still accepting it. Because I'm saying it clearly, I need it for food. It won't taste good. So then it'll stim like our Mishnah. Then the svar is, you need at least 90% of good wine. And then even though 10% is no good, then it's alright. But if he did not say he wants it for special use of food, then the pshat is just tam, he wants to drink it, so then the pshat is you're accepting whatever he's giving you. Then when I say I'm selling you this cellar of wine, it's like saying I'm selling you as is. And as is, we're not talking about that it's vinegar, you know, you can't drink it. We're just talking about it's not such good wine. But lamaisa, you could drink it. So therefore, you mean to accept even the way it is. So therefore, there's no steer in the prices. Now, your portion depends exactly how did he say it. How bad did he speak out?
Yeah. So again, look how short the Yom Le Lamakva. Rav Zvid case where he says it has the halacha that 90% has to be good and only 10% could be bad, that's where he said clearly he wants it for food. Then you have to give good wine. But Brisa, the first Brisa, that was mashma when you said I'm buying this cellar of wine, you're accepting the way it is, even though the whole thing is bad, to layom le'lamakfe, you did not say that you want it for special food. Then the pshat is you're buying as is. As is, whatever they give you, it's okay. Hilkach, therefore, Matir shel yayin to yom alei lamakfe. If the guy says, listen, I have a cellar of wine to sell. That's what the seller says. And the buyer says, v'yom alei lamakfe. Listen, I need it to put it into my cholent, to put it into my meat, to my stew. So then, noisim lo yayin shekulu yofa. You have to give him taka, wine, the whole thing that's good. Because here, you're saying matir shoyan. You didn't say zeh, this, as if to say the way is. You said, clearly I want a cellar of wine. And you also said that I want it for good purpose. That's like saying, clearly I need 100% good wine. And if anything is bad, you get your money back, or he has to give you good wine. Right. Now, what about if the guy says, if the seller says, matir zeh shoyan. I have this cellar to sell. In other words, that's a little bit mashma as is. I'm not telling you it's 100% good. I'm telling you I have this wine cellar to sell. That's what the seller says. The omelet, now the buyer adds on and says, listen, okay, but lamakfe, yishno, I need wine to put into my stew. I need wine to put into my good food. Therefore, the locher is, noisim lo yayin shekula yofa. At the end of the Mishnah, you have to make sure that at least 90% is good wine, or mekabel olav esa kosos lemeya. Then tak etzes for the Mishnah that you mean to accept upon yourself 1/10 of no good wine. But since the guy said this matif of wine, so what you that is saying there is maybe something not so good, and you're accepting it. Therefore, that would be the case of the Mishnah. What about the guy says? Matir zesh oyayin. The seller says, listen, I have this cellar of wine to sell, which is mashma, take it as is. And the one that buys it does not speak out any special condition. He does not say he wants it for a special stew. Then aloch is noisim lo yayin and nimka bechanus. The sale goes through, even though all the wine is D-class, like sold in a regular store, it's not fresh wine, still it's a good sale. Because the Meicha told you, I'm selling you this cellar. With this is mashma, the way it is. Don't bother me. I'm telling you clearly, take it as is. And you did not make any special conditions back. So then, Taka, that's the last case. So in such a case, everything is taken care of. So the Kitzur will miyasha the price, will miyasha the Mishnah. It probably depends how you speak out things. How people talk it out, that's how it goes, Minastam. All right, I'll turn over. Now, Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be, though, Iboilu, who, Mativ, Shoyayin, the guy says, I have a cellar of wine to sell you, for Layom Lelamaksa. That the seller says, listen, I have a wine, a cellar of wine. He doesn't say this. He says a cellar of wine, which is mashma, good wine. Now, the buyer does not speak out and say he wants it for special purposes. My, what's the locha? Does he have to give him 100% good wine? Or would he have the din of our Mishnah that 10% could be bad? So, in this, the Gemara says, Pligi bo ravach ravinus. Taka machloikis. Chad Oma once says, in such a case, since the buyer did not speak out lamakfer that he wanted for special food, therefore mekabel, he accepts it the way it is, and even though one tenth is no good, he'll accept it. V'chadom loy mekabel, and one says no. Since the seller said matfer shoyayin, the seller said, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, which is mashma good wine. And that alone means you have to give him 100% good wine, and if anything is no good, the buyer does not have to accept it. That's a machlokes. Yeah.
The
one that says that he accepts upon himself one tenth bid, daik mi de Rav Zvid. He makes this from Rav Zvid. Why? Tiktoni said, Matif shol yain, ani meich locho, noisem lo yain shekulu yofa. That if the seller says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, that's mashma 100% good wine. And he has to give 100% good wine. The Yakimna, we put in, what's the case talking about? The Yom Lela Makfa. Also, Rav Zvid learned there that the buyer had to specify and say, I want it for good use, I need it for my food. So therefore, the diik is, time with the Yom Lela Makfa. Only because the buyer also said he wants it Lamakfa for good use. That's why the seller has to give him 100% good wine. But holoi omalei lamakfer, mashma, if the buyer did not speak out that he wants this wine for special uses, then mekabel, then taka, he accepts upon himself that even though one tenth of it is bad wine, still he accepts it. So that's one diak. Oman diyama loy mekabel, but the one that says no in such a case, the buyer does not accept any bad wine at all, daik mi brisa. He makes daik from the brisa. Tiktoni, the brisa says, Martiv shal yain ani moich lecho. If a guy says that I'm selling you a cellar of wine, so the brisa says, Tam, noisen lo yain shekula yofa. By you saying you're selling a cellar of wine, that means good wine. And you have to give 100% good wine. V'yakimna, and the brisa itself didn't make any conditions. The brisa itself learned tam the loyom lelamakfer, that the buyer did not even speak out and say he wants this wine for the special purpose of food. Therefore, if you medayik from the brisa is mashmo that once the meicher says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, that means 100% good wine. And therefore, he has to make sure it's all good wine. If anything is no good, he gets his money back, we have to give him good wine. So the kids is a child, who are you dying from? Rav Zvid or the Bryce? So it must be like this. Uleman the dying me the Rav Zvid, even the one that makes the from the Rav Zvid, Churakasha Bryce. If you're medayik from Rav Zvid, but still a kasha from the brisa. The brisa is a mashma that even though the lakeach does not speak out lamakfe, still it means 100% good wine. It's like, how could Rav Zvid argue on the brisa? So I'll tell you like this. Chasurei mechzra, something was missing here in the brisa. Vachi ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in the brisa. B'med var mamurim, when was it said? When did the brisa say that it's a good sell, 100% good wine? The omalei lamakfa. Rav Zvid is going to add into this brisa also. That when does the brisa say that if the seller says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, which means 100% good wine, it's only if the buyer also spoke out and said, I need it for special usage. I need it for my special meat. Then, holoi omalei lamakfa. Mashma, if the buyer did not speak out and need it for special use, mekabel, then taki has to accept even bad wine, even 10% of bad wine. What about omativ zeshoyayin? What about if the seller says, listen, I'm selling this cellar of wine, not stam a cellar, but I'm telling you clearly, I'm selling you this cellar of wine. V'loy omale lamakfa, and the buyer did not say, I want it for special usage, then the lachur is, noisem lo yain hanimcha b'chanus, that the sale goes through, even though it's 100% bad wine. Because the seller said, listen, I'm selling you this wine. This wine means the way it is.
and you did not say anything special, you wanted a special yushid, senechnami. Therefore, that's the locho that you have to accept that even though the whole wine is not top, it is wine that's sold in a store, means not the best wine. Now, Ulaman the daik mi brisa, but the one that made the daik mi brisa, kasha the razvid, was a kasha the other way. His mashma razvid said over the name of Rabbeishia, it was also like a brisa. So who is the steer with one brisa on the other brisa? So if you're dying from one brisa, what do you do with Rabbi Zvid? The ukma, Yekash Razvid, the ukma, the yom lamakva, that he said the only time that the lakeach receives 100% good wine is when he speaks out, he needs it for good purpose. But if he doesn't speak it out, he doesn't get it. Even when the seller said, I'm selling you a seller of wine. So what do you do then? So, but if the buyer did not say, I want it for special uses, mikabel, so it's a steer, it's not like the brisa. It's not like the brisa. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, the brisa learns, who had din the afagav de lo yom le lamakva. They'll learn, no, even though the buyer did not say that he wants it special for his meat. Still, Loy Mekabel, still, when the seller said, I'm selling you a seller of wine, that means I'm selling you a class wine. And therefore the buyer has the right to say, I'm not accepting nothing less. You have to give me 100% good wine. Loy Mekabel, I'm not Mekabel anything bad. I vahod yakivna diomna lamakva. I so why did the brisa say that Itaka spoke out and Itaka said that he wants it for special for good wine? I vahod yakivna diomna lamakva. Mishum dekasha zeh. That was only not to make a theory before one brisa, one on the other brisa. Benachnami, it would stim even without that. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, yayin hanimcha bechanus ishno. Wine that's sold in a store, if you go down to the store, this is already class B or C wine. It's not the fresh wine that you get from the cellar. It's wine that's in the store, you know, you go down, I don't want to mention any names there, but you know, you go down to some grocery stores and they can give you a last year stuff there. It could be wormy in there, whatever it is there. So if you go down to a store, he says, still you make a bracha bar piagofen. Even though the wine may not be so good, still, you make a bracha bar piagofen.
Old wine is better than new wine.
What?
Old wine is
it depends how it's kept and where and when. It could get fulfilled also, you know. Depends how they keep it. Keep it in the barrels is good. Keep it in glass, I don't know about that. Could get spoiled. He says, no, wine that got spoiled, what do you want? In other words, I think he says you don't make a bar piagofen. That it's spoiled wine. Rishbam says, like Lomli, Rishbam says, Levara Cholov, why should you make a bracha bar pragofen? Like, it's bad wine. It's like wine, you know, it's a little bit sour already. So don't make a bar pragofen. Elozat Rishbam, Shakon, Yebed Varoi. Vayayan Limka Bachnus, Ho Yayin Ra. Here he speaks out. Wine that's sold in a store is called bad wine. What does that mean? Shera, Sherechoi Chaimetz. It smells like vinegar already. But for time of yayin, adayin, that's the pshat. In other words, it's beginning to become sour. It's like it smells like vinegar, but really it still tastes like wine. So it's a shayla, what bracha do you make of this wine? If you have wine, it's nagei lamai, sometimes you have a bottle of wine, it's a little bit sour. It smells bad. So wine, v'kitza, that smells bad, the wine smells like vinegar. But if you can hold your nose and taste it, it tastes like wine. What bracha do you make? What's machlokes? First one says you still make a bar piagofen, and Rav Chisda says no. What's the lashon here? Rav Chisda ma gabi chamer diakim lomeli. So what says meisvei avakasha? Al hapasha ifsho. If you have bread that got spoiled, v'yal hayayin shehikrim, and wine also that became to come spoiled. Which Pashid means like this, that starts to smell like vinegar ready. You have a piece of meat already that you can't tell looks like meat anymore. It lost its sur, it lost its look. You know, its kissa is getting pretty rotten already. So tavshil doesn't mean a piece of meat. Tavshil means like a piece of cake. That's something that would have been a different bracha.
But now that these things are not in top shape, halacha is it loses its chashivis of a bar fragofen of a valmoitze or bar mini mezoinis, and all you have to make is a shakal nebet varvai. So it's a riot to Rav Chisda. It's a riot to Rav Chisda that on ruined wine, it loses its special bracha bar fragofen, and all you make is a shakal nebet varvai. Amar Rav Zvid said, Moed Rav Yudah agrees, Be'purtsumo, the mizdavin akarnaso. Purtsumo, this type of stuff that's sold in the corner, Sashbam says, Purtsumo means yain ra, yoisa, miyoisa ninkavos. It's the different types of bad wine. Bad wine that's even worse that's sold in the store. Shane and Imka, it's not even sold in the store. Ella bekronos here. You can only buy this in the corner. Now the guys that go to the corner of the store, we call the bums that sell in the corner of the streets there, those guys sell this. That's even worse. Pashas drachim.